You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government has backed a wage increase for Australia's lowest paid workers, releasing its submission to the Fair Work Commission's annual wage review ahead of the decision in June. The government's submission does not give a recommended figure, but urges the commission to ensure the real wages of Australia's low paid workers do not go backwards. However, it does not suggest that across the board wages should automatically increase in line with inflation, or that inflation is the only factor the Fair Work Commission should consider. The ACTU is pushing for a 7% rise to minimum and award wages in line with inflation, while the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has recommended a 3.5% increase to the minimum wage, or 75 cents an hour, to $841.04 a week. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government will not put a number on how much minimum and award wages should go up by, but will support an increase to help people struggling with the increased cost of living.
The Fair Work Commission will take into account a range of factors, including the fact that people who are on the minimum wage are doing it tough. And the Fair Work Commission, I'm sure, will take that into account. We'll make our submission. It won't put a figure on it, as governments haven't done. But what we haven't done, and a difference with the Coalition, who talk about the cost of living but never ever stand up for support for increases in the minimum wage, ever.
Industrial Relations Minister Tony Burke says Australia's lowest paid workers, particularly women, need an increase because they have been disproportionately impacted by the rise in inflation.
Effectively, what's happening for low paid workers is it's like when you're trying to chase a bus and the bus is going faster than you can run. And as bills are coming in, people's wages just aren't keeping pace, and we want to make sure that those low paid workers are able to catch up, effectively get them back onto the bus. What this submission does is consistent with that one word that caused such horror from the previous government when the then Leader of the Opposition, now Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, said absolutely. For the lowest paid workers, we don't want to see them go backwards.
But some say a substantial increase in the minimum wage will fuel higher inflation, potentially creating a wage price spiral. But Tony Burke disputes this, saying current wage growth is too low to be contributing to Australia's high rate of inflation.
We know that inflation is not driven by high wage growth in Australia because we don't have high wage growth in Australia. Even last year, when for low paid workers, the Fair Work Commission gave a pay increase of 5.2%. The wage price index is still running at 3.3. So in terms of the impact across the economy, you know, the concept that somehow it would be a driver of inflation is not true. The second thing is what we have seen since that time is wages starting to catch up while inflation is easing. So every bit of data that we've had so far has been the opposite of the dire predictions that were given.
Economist Chris Richardson says increased wages for low-paid workers is unlikely to fuel inflation, but does acknowledge it may be tougher for some small businesses to pay their workers more.
Consistently throughout, people have been too scared about wages chasing prices and cementing inflation into place. It's a risk, but it's just not a big risk, partly because this group are lower paid. They are not the biggest earners in the economy and don't drive the biggest dollars in the economy. It will be tough, right? You know, if you own a cafe, if you are, you know, so the sort of businesses that employ people on minimum wage, chances are some of them will close, some of them, those jobs will go, because this is always a trade-off. Even so, it does make sense to have a solid increase to that minimum wage.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton is using the cost of living crisis to try and gain more votes for the Coalition this weekend in the Aston by-election in Melbourne. Mr. Dutton says the government has failed to deliver the higher wages it promised.
Well, everybody wants to see an increase in wages. We want to provide support to workers, particularly low-paid workers. And the trouble, of course, for workers at the moment is that Prime Minister Albanese said before the last election, in fact, it was one of about 15 promises that have now been broken, that there would be an increase in real wages. Of course, under this government, wages have gone backwards because Labor has fuelled inflation, which means that you're paying more at the checkout, it means you're paying more at the bowser, it means that you're paying more for your gas bill, it means that you're paying more for your insurance, and even with a wage increase, you're not keeping up. So no wonder people are angry about Labor and their failure to deliver. And Australians today cannot say that they are better off than they were 10 months ago when Labor was elected.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.